Now we're talking today to Regina Lopez White Skunk, who is with the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, and tell us what is going on that's important for us to know.
Well, this is Regina Lopez White Skunk, and I'm a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe. I'm also an elected leader for the tribe. I also serve on the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, and we're a group of five tribes, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, Navajo, Hopi, Pueblo, Zuni, and Uinta Ouray tribes that have come together to join our five sovereign voices into one to elevate a conversation surrounding 1.9 million acres in southeastern Utah, that is, to help protect the landscape and the final resting places of our ancestors, and several culturally sensitive areas in that area.
And what action are you taking to try to protect that land?
So what we've done is we are working to get the president to designate the 1.9 million acres utilizing the Antiquities Act. And we're hoping that that is going to occur within the next few months. And we believe that this is something that has gained momentum. And we're extremely excited about several of the new occurrences. And yesterday proved to be one of those pivotal points for our group in the fact that we are officially announcing to the public that we will be returning back to the Washington, D.C. area to have fruitful discussions with senior-level administration officials in early July. So we're extremely excited about bringing forth this conversation and bringing it along in the form of a government-to-government conversation.
And what will happen to this land if it does not get put under the protection of the ancestral land?
So a lot of the threat to the land that we're very concerned about is the active looting, desecration of burial sites, some petroglyphs that are currently and have been for us extremely important because we don't have our history and where it's recorded are on the canyon walls within the petroglyphs throughout the whole region. And so it's imperative that we try to do our best to lobby for protection. If that form, we're just afraid that the ill activity is continuing.
And how can people offer their support?
What people can do in terms of supporting or even finding out more information about the Bears Ears proposal is going to our website at www.bearsearscoalition.org, and there you'll find maps, a lot of pictures. You'll be able to access a full copy of the proposal, and if you choose to support, there's also a petition that you can go on and sign on to this.
Okay, and we want to thank you, Regina Lopez White Skunk, for speaking to us today about this Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition's efforts in regard to protecting this land, and thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in behalf of this important issue.